Across the country, medical examiners' offices are facing a shortage of forensic pathologists. These are the people performing autopsies to determine the cause of a death. And there aren't enough of them at a time when caseloads are rising, in part due to the opioid epidemic. The Maricopa County Office of the Medical Examiner came up with one solution that they believe has not been tried anywhere before. And they're going to help medical examiners pay off their student loans. The average forensic pathologist, for example, graduates with close to $200,000 in loan debt. Dr. Jeff Johnston is the county's chief medical examiner, and he joins us now. Dr. Johnston, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So this idea of a loan repayment assistance for forensic pathologists is new. You believe this might actually be the first time it's been tried. What led your team to come up with this as the solution?
Well, this is something that's been bandied about in the industry for a few years. It's worked well for other professions, like attorneys in the public sector. It's worked for geographically underserved areas for medical professionals. And so we really view this as a professionally underserved area.
Is debt, do you think, a deterrent for people even entering this field to begin with?
I do think so. One of the things we struggle with working as public sector physicians is that we're competing with the private sector, and it's difficult to do in the compensation front. And since the training for these physicians is so long, I mean, they're doing a decade and a half of training after high school, and all the while accumulating school debt to do that. They defer a lot of it through their residency and fellowship training. So by the time they get to the end, the economic picture is really difficult. And so even though we've got a really engaging and impactful field to go into, because it's in the public sector, sometimes the economics just don't work out in our favor. So we think this can help.
Right. So you have 14 forensic pathologists right now, and you have funding for 17 in fiscal year 2018. So that the gap doesn't sound too big, but what does that really look like for you if those three positions went unfilled in the next year?
So it looks a lot like what we've struggled with over really the last 7 years, and that's chronically overtaxed staff. So they're doing on average about 25% more than the maximum threshold allowable for accreditation. And what that affects is really all of our stakeholders, from the families who need closure in these deaths to partners in law enforcement or public health that need to understand trends for deaths in the county. So it really has a large impact.
Is there a turnover because of that? Has it become like a burnout job when the caseload is so demanding?
Correct. Yeah. So it's obviously it's a difficult field, and those extra cases that come in just increase the chances of burnout. So folks look for places that have lower caseloads.
Right. And when you look at the applicant pool that's out there right now for medical examiners, are there many people really graduating in this field? Like, so are medical examiners' offices around the country trying to attract like a shrinking pool of candidates?
I'm afraid that's the case, yes. We train in the United States about 40 physicians in this field every year.
Wow.
And so right now there are 27 agencies outside of ours that are recruiting for forensic pathologists. Some of them, like us, are recruiting for multiple positions. So we're all struggling with this. And so we're just trying to do our part to maybe, hopefully, set a trend so that we can help with some of those disincentives on the economic side for young physicians coming into the field.
All right. Dr. Jeff Johnston is the county's chief medical examiner. Dr. Johnston, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.